News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time while being interviewed for a feature-length documentary, Francesco. Homosexual people have the right to be in a family, he said. They are children of God. And with more on this, I am joined now by retired priest Father Bernard Lynch. Bernard, can I ask you first of all, what is your reaction to hearing the Pope say something reasonably groundbreaking, I would suggest, in Catholic Church terms?
Well, Kira, I mean, I'm delighted that something good has come out of the Vatican, and certainly as important a person as the Pope in our regard. I mean, after the hostility of years and years of his predecessors, it is wonderful news. Now, I would make the immediate comment that it's a papal commentary, and it is not the same as papal teaching. The teaching, unfortunately and terribly, still remains the same. In other words, that we are disordered in our nature and evil in our love. But I don't underestimate what he has done at all, and I think the man is really up against it and is going to have a lot of hostility and opposition in his regard because of saying this. But we need more.
Yeah, up against it, as in he is a force for liberalisation to some extent within the Vatican, up against the arch-conservative theocracy that exists there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's a force for the gospel. I mean, we're not talking simply about civil unions. We're talking about the love between people. And everybody and anybody, be they Catholic or not, know that, you know, the gospel of Christ is about love. And those of us in love relationships, we want to be treated simply as people who love each other in a committed relationship.
And can I ask you, because that's a very important question, a very important point, rather, Bernard. You yourself are in a same-sex relationship. You got married. You were formerly a priest. I would also, like yourself, welcome the Pope saying something like this. But does it go far enough insofar as that it's still sort of a second-class citizenship? You're not allowed to marry, is what the Catholic Church are saying. They might be open to civil partnerships or civil unions. Is that enough? Is that not still slightly insulting to LGBT people around the world?
Of course it is. I mean, it's not enough because it's not co-equality. I mean, the church's quote unquote power in this whole arena is to bless. And I would very much like the Holy Father and the Catholic Church in general to bless same gender relationships. Mm-hmm. If people of the same gender so desire that.
Can I ask
No, it's not enough.
A personal question, if you don't mind. I know you were formerly a priest, and I know you, as I said, are in a same-sex marriage yourself. As somebody who is clearly, as a former priest, has a Catholic faith, does it hurt you, the fact that you are excluded from your church in many ways, and that the things like, words like disordered, they're highly derogatory, and is it hard to, I suppose, reconcile having a Catholic faith and being an LGBT person and being, I suppose, othered in this way by your own church?
Of course it does. And but, you know, I don't say this with any snobbishness. I'm an educated man in theology and so on and so on. So I have transcended that teaching long time ago in my own active ministry as a priest. And even though I've retired from formal ministry, I still regard myself as a priest. But the damage done to young people in particular, young LGBTQI people, because of this teaching, and because, as you say, have been treated, a lot of them have walked away.
Of course.
I mean, when I worked with people with AIDS, which is a long time ago, but something I will never forget, this teaching was promulgated by Pope Benedict, and it caused soul murder in the lives of young people. So it's not on. It's in no way reconcilable. This teaching of second-class citizenship or disorder or evil is just, to me, completely anti-gospel and okay. dehumanizing.
All right. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is Father Bernard Lynch, retired Catholic priest, on Pope Francis's latest comments on the LGBT community. 53106, let us know what you think. It is a definite deviation from where they have been before in terms of what the church has said. Do you think it is a welcome move? We'd like to hear from our listeners.
All right, coming up next, for only the third time ever, a League of Ireland club heads into the group stages of the Europa League. Sport is next.